Because they're no longer, you're no longer in touch with what's relevant, and whatever laws you place now, you don't have to deal with the consequences of, because exactly, you're going to be dead.
Exactly.
You are 80 years old. Yeah, you're 80 years old.
Yeah. Girl, we are talking about the president. You can't use that button.
Oh, shit. Whatever.
Controversy.
Sorry.
Anyways.
But I mean, like, you're too old.
We're safe here.
To be making laws in a world that you no longer understand. If you can convert that a PDF part. File, maybe you can be president. But I don't think any of those men can do that. And so I don't think, it's just a fact. I'm like, you don't know how online works. You don't know, like, the questions they asked Mark Zuckerberg in his trial, like,
oh my God.
Or the TikTok guy, the questions these old white men were asking were so embarrassing.
Really?
They were embarrassing because they didn't know what they were talking about.
Do you work for China?
Yeah, like, do you work for China?
Are you
saving these in zip files? I was like, what the fuck is that? Are these real questions?
Do you work for the Communist Party? Like, they asked like 17 times.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, but right. No questions about the actual, like, equipment or any of the safety or anything.
The app, the algorithm, nothing. The safeties, wow. Like, the 18 and older safety precaution stuff. Like, I was like, it was embarrassing. And I was like, I don't want these people representing what is a new world that they don't understand. And so you're not going to understand trans people. And I think if you live through segregation, you also shouldn't be able to run for president. You have a skewed view of the world, whether you're black or white. You do not understand what the world that we live in, where we all grew up integrated. Yeah. We all grew up saying, you know what? We should all have. We should all have. And we also grew up in a world where one income in the household could buy you a house and feed your family. Yeah. Now you need 19 roommates and 16 side hustles.
And an OnlyFans.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. One of those one of those side hustles has to be OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So I think we live in a world they are not properly navigating because they don't understand anything about that.
Okay.
They're still writing these op-ed pieces of, why aren't millennials buying diamonds? I'm like, we don't have any fucking money, you idiots. You guys took it all and shut the door behind you.
Yeah.
Like,
100%.
So I think they all need to just get the fuck off the horse because they're driving us off a cliff.
Yeah. And they're too comfortable on that horse.
Yes,
because
they are.
That horse provides so much. And it's almost like, like you said, we kind of have to wait till they die out.
Yeah, no more career politicians. I don't want to see any more career politicians. I want to see farmers. I want to see teachers.
Yes.
I want to see educators. I want to see scientists. Scientists need to be leading us.
Yeah.
Because they're destroying the planet. They're actively destroying the planet. And we're just watching. Like, Long Beach, just down the street, was flooded. People are flooded out of their apartments and their homes.
What?
Yeah, no, and like, they're just ignoring the fact that all these factories are over here causing all this climate change and telling us to recycle individually. This is not an individual thing. This is a world issue, and we're not a part of it because none of us, everyone keeps putting their head in the sand saying, oh, climate change this, climate change that. We need to get these people out of office.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's going to happen with voting. I think there needs to be a revolution, and I'm calling for it right now. And I don't mean January 6th. I mean real change, real revolution, real...
Yeah.
Leaders that want us to do well as a people, because our government no longer is for the people.
Yeah.
They gave all this money to Israel, money that would solve homelessness 3 times.
Mm.
And there are people, like, you walk past homeless people on the street and it's disgusting. Oh, we don't have the money for programs. Yes, the fuck we do.
Here's a gift.
Yes, we do.
25
Yeah, there's enough money for programs for everyone to get the help they need, to get the housing they need, to get the shower they need, to get the paperwork they need, to become a citizen. It should be easier to become a citizen than it should to get behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah.
I fully believe that. I think we pay so much in taxes. We are overtaxed. We are taxed on every item we buy day to day, our groceries, at the end of the year taxes. There's a tax on the money you make at work.
Yeah.
The government gets paid before you do.
If I were to pay you money on Venmo or something like that, I'd be taxed for earning the money.
Yes.
Taxed on Venmo, tax sending it to you. You would then pay a tax.
And this was all your money.
And then taxed for spending it. Like, you end up with 30 cents.
It's a crime, and other countries are making fun of us for it. Because I've been, and they're like, you guys get taxed out the ass for nothing. And then they pay all their buddies because all their buddies own big metal and big warship. And so they're getting all their buddies' pockets lined because rich is never rich enough. They're never rich enough.
There's never
and so there's a minimum wage. There should be a maximum wage.
Yeah. Billionaires shouldn't exist. I don't see the concept.
There's no such thing as an ethical billionaire.
There's no way you can reach billionaire status without exploiting other humans.
You know, there is slavery somewhere down that supply chain, and someone doesn't have healthcare. Someone doesn't have a safe home in your supply chain, whereas you've got 9 houses. Do you think that's fair? You don't do any work. You're not even part of the working class.
Yeah.
What does the working class do? They provide comfort for billionaires. Why are we insulating billionaires with laws that help them, subsidies from the government that help them and don't help us? This is supposed to be we the people for the people. We need to do something now.
Yeah, but it's never been made for Black people.
Oh, never, not once.
And
not once.
And people like us.
Not once.
It's never been like that.
Because we also deserve reparations.
Yeah,
now.
We definitely do. But I sit up here and I listen to that and I'm just like, the same way the Facebook, Instagram algorithm is not for Black folks, like you and I or whatever, so is the government as well, too. And so I'm sitting up here trying to think to myself, what structure needs to be built? It's like, we want to see these things, right? But the reality of it is, with lack of resources, with lack of understanding, with lack of money and all of these things or whatever, it seems so impossible to achieve it. And I'm exhausted.
I'm here to tell you, reparations would solve all of it. Asian people, when they got put into camps, and I say Asian people because they were looking for Japanese people, when they got put in internment camps, they got reparations when they got out. Mm-hmm. And then they were made a model minority after that, in the eyes of white people. And so nothing balances the scales like having your own money. Yes. And so we've never had our own money because they've always taken from Black people, whether it be from Tulsa, Oklahoma, or just burning down our cities and burning down our homes when we're doing well. And they made it completely legal because none of those white people were ever tried for those crimes.
Nope.
Never, ever, ever. And so we were just asked out again, told, you pull yourself up by the bootstraps by these people who are getting government subsidies and tax cuts and tax breaks and getting money to buy homes while we started out with literally nothing. We did not get 40 acres and a mule. We never got our reparations.
Yep.
And that would level the playing field and people could not look down on us anymore. It's like, no, we got the money that you owed us because we are owed like $1 trillion in reparations for all the free labor that we did to build this country. You know, the White House is made by Black people.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are
slaves built this country.
Yes.
No, literally.
And it's the second White House. The first one burnt down.
Yeah.
And then they have pictures. There's literal pictures. There's in color pictures. They put them in black and white so it looks older than it is. There's in color pictures of Black people building the White House. So you can go ahead and look those up, everybody. I'm not lying. Do your research. We are owed reparations yesterday.
And there you have it.
And there you have it.
Okay. Run me my money.
Ooh, there's one for that one.
Blossom. Dead, bitch. I love them. Yeah. I love them.
I'm bored.
Oh, my God. I can't thank you enough for having like a deep conversation today and getting into it. And, you know, before we go, I just want to give us, you know, a light topic of, you know, you're married now.
I knew we were
married. Yes, we're excited.
You knew it. Come on. I prepped you because like, I'm married and like a lot of trans folks, especially in LA, they're poly girls. So like what we're doing, we're the minority.
Someone say poly?
Yes.
What?
Poly pocket.
So like, what is it like to be a trad wife? How are you doing?
Trad wife. Oh my God. With me with like a rugby shirt on.
I feel like I can see it though.
I'm like, you guys want some cookies?
Honey.
Hi.
Yeah, the main ingredient is
I can't wait to come over for Christmas.
Yes. Well, I'm married now. I'm married now. We have known each other we're going on 4 years this year.
Beautiful.
Which is crazy. But we got married in November, kept it a secret because we hadn't told our families yet.
Oh.
But, you know, we came out and told them right before Christmas, and then we decided to tell social media in January.
Yeah. The pictures were beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. Very beautiful. So much. Yes. Remy, he took those on film. Yeah, those are film.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you can catch Remy He on Crazy Rich Asians. That is a, shout out to Remy. He's a great actor, but he's a great photographer as well.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.